to everybody that was here about what happened last night.
Yeah, I'll go grab one.
Talking to.
Okay. Hi.
You already spoke to somebody?
Well, taped it. We taped 8 hours of him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We had it set up right here and everything.
Okay. What do you have it on tape?
We have it on her phone. It's okay. Beautiful.
I can transfer it to my
we want you guys
laptop
to have it.
And then I'll send it to you guys.
Okay.
We did it for you guys.
Because
we knew that.
That
you just kept saying all this. We have an app on that.
Yeah. Even before.
Okay, hold on, Asha.
What's your name?
Did you call me?
No, my partner was calling you.
Oh, how funny.
So you're one of the people on the checklist we have to talk to. Okay.
I called 911 two or three times. My husband called two or three times.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard him yelling early, like at 7:30, but I didn't know what it was because I just had surgery, so excuse my appearance, I'm not feeling too good. And I heard him yelling, and when I heard him say, bitch, something, I said, oh no, I'm not putting up with this. And I called 911, you guys were already here.
Oh.
So I said, excuse me, you're already here, right, click. And then I thought it would be over.
Mm-hmm.
And then this turns this escalating to this giant thing.
Right.
And
so it started about 7:30 last night?
Yeah, 7:30, 7:45, because I called, exact time I called 911 was 8:04?
802.
There you go. Ashley was, he was out here with no shirt on, some jeans. He did a wardrobe change, every few minutes, as you guys know.
Can you just start at the very beginning at 7:30 when you started hearing things and just go through the whole thing for
my
me?
My bedroom's right here.
Okay.
And, the one over. And I heard him yelling at the top of his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that got me was he yelled, and I quote, bitch, why don't you come up here and find out for yourself or something like that. And then I said, and peek out the side here, so no one can see us. Peek out here and see what's going on. And she said, there's a man outside with no shirt on, holding his hands up, going, I'm right here, to some girl, right? We thought it was a girlfriend.
Okay.
But from what I heard last night, he said his girlfriend's in France or something. I don't know. I think he's crazy. I think he was out of it. I think he was drunk. I don't know. I never heard this or seen this before. And we've only been here a few months, and we're out of here.
But he did say he was always nice. He was always quiet.
Well, he doesn't say much to me. He's never.
So you've seen him before?
Oh, my husband can't stand him.
Okay.
He said he's very confrontational, puffs up when he sees him. Not nice to him. He smokes.
You go out
and
smoke. That's
usually what people do. But he says hi to me. Because I park my car on this. My Mercedes is right there. I'm going, oh, please don't let him throw anything. I saw him throwing things all the time. I watched a lot last night.
So you hear him yelling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens? You had your daughter.
My daughter come out. Okay. And she. Yeah, we're pro cops, big time. All I hear you say he's gonna hurt somebody. I'm all, I'm on it. Screw this, I'm putting the camera out there.
I remember it. I have a little tripod for my phone, so
it was perfect.
So since you both saw it, can I talk? From the very beginning, all the way through, I wasn't here. I don't know what happened. I just need to know the whole story.
She had me come out here, and I looked out, and I was like, okay, the same thing. I saw him yelling at whoever he was yelling at. He was yelling towards that area, so I couldn't really see who he was yelling at.
Okay.
And then I came inside, and I told her. And then I eventually just opened my window, which has the weird screen. But
okay, so that's your window here?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just opened it a little bit, and I was listening, and he was... I don't know, he was just yelling. That's all I heard.
What was he yelling?
A lot of A's, and come up here and see what you'll get, stuff like that. And then he just went inside. And then I told my mom, she called the 911 operator, and they were saying, okay, well, where are you at? Regular. And then I saw the lights.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, the police are here already. And then that's when the Robert come out started, and when... He was yelling, like, I'm going to kill you, and stuff like that. It was just a lot of threats.
Who was he yelling, I'm going to kill you, to?
The cops. Like, okay. If you come up to my doorstep, I'm going to hurt you. And then he did let out a Chewbacca growl, which was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I felt like telling you that, but it's very weird.
Okay.
It was odd what he was doing, just because he kept coming out and, like, going in and checking or... coming down the stairs and then going back up.
How far down the stairs did you come?
See where that guy just came up, like, right at the end of the second little...
Okay, so right down the first set of stairs onto the platform?
Yeah, he came down there a lot, but he did... There was a couple times where you'll see in the video if you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
He did come down right here, but right when he saw that somebody was going to come towards him, he ran up.
Okay.
And then he used the sliding door a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot to talk.
Uh-huh.
And also that window right there.
Mm-hmm. When he was on the inside.
Yeah, when he was on the inside. He kind of stayed up there after it. And then I think you guys shot off a beanbag or something at him.
Okay.
And he was inside for like 10 minutes.
Okay, and then what happened?
And then I think you guys started calling out to him, like, are you hurt? That girl Megan, she kept asking, like, are you hurt? She said she was at the office, the sheriff's office.
Okay.
So, yeah, she was there for a reason, but he just didn't come out for a long time.
Okay. So, how long have you lived here?
Not that long. Maybe 3 months.
3 or 4 months? Okay. And have you had any sort of contact with him in the past?
The only time I've seen him is just when he went out to smoke, and he never really talked. He was always quiet, to me at least. My mom's the
But you know him to live there?
Yeah. I would know he's in up here somewhere.
Okay. You didn't know exactly which apartment?
No, I didn't really pay attention.
Lived in the area?
No,
okay.
So I saw him walking.
And you said his name's Robert?
Yeah,
do you know his last name or anything?
No, not at all.
Did you know his name prior to last night?
No.
Okay, so you didn't know his name
until
last night you heard him calling. Okay, all right. And at what time did you set up the recorder over here, or your phone?
It should stay at the top of my screen once I look at it, but I would say I started out about 8-something, like 8:45.
Okay, and then you went till about what time?
5:30.
5:30 this morning?
Okay, okay.
Mom, you can't do that yet.
If you want to go out, you're coming back, right?
No.
Well, yeah, that's about how long I did it for. And then she shut it off, or I did, once we saw that you guys had already done everything. We don't really need to record what you guys are doing.
Okay. All right. So the incident started about 7:30 last night?
Yeah, 7:45.
Okay, somewhere in there. All right. And that's prior to police coming, right?
Yeah, so we really heard it at like 8 o'clock. Like,
okay.
A lot of yelling at 8 o'clock.
So did you come out prior to the police arriving, or you didn't come
out
at all until they came?
I came out about 10 minutes before.
Oh, okay. Here. So you came out about 10 minutes before the police. Is that when you set up your phone?
No. We just didn't know what was happening. We thought he was just yelling.
Just came out to see what
was
going
on. Were just having an argument or something, and he went back inside, so I was like, it's fine. And then we heard the... Oh, I'll get you, and stuff like that.
Okay.
So she called.
Oh, okay. Did you see who he was arguing with?
No. But I did see a woman out here, like, after you guys arrived, with a police officer standing right here. She's blonde, glasses.
Okay. And do you know if she lives in the area?
I don't know.
Okay.
She must be the girl who he was with, because I don't know why she would be there. Because they had her, like, they made her stay out here.
And have you ever had any contact with Robert in the past? Spoken to him, talked to him?
The only time I've ever, is just when he was at the game.
You've talked to him on his phone?
No, I've never even
just
talked
saw
to him.
Him.
Just saw him.
Okay.
I don't usually go over there at all, so.
You just want to start at the very beginning and tell me what happened, what you saw, what you heard.
Basically, like I said, probably about 7:30, 7:45-ish, I heard yelling, a lot of loud yelling of a male voice.
Okay.
I never heard a female out here, and I asked my daughter to go out here and look. She did. Mm-hmm. She told me. I said, nope, call 911. I called 911. She goes, guess what? The police are already here. I'm like, oh, excuse me, bye. Click. And then I thought it would be fine. And mm-hmm. then I started hearing the yelling and the cursing, and we're like, what is going on? So we sat out here for a few minutes, and we saw him just going crazy. So I said, get the camera on. So we threw the camera on, and we started taping him because of him threatening your lives. And he said something about he's going to, this whole side of the building was going to be gone. And he said a lot of crazy stuff. Made me nervous.
Right. Okay.
Basically, I heard a lot of stuff. I was up. Let's put it this way. I went to sleep probably right before he came down because that loud bang, which I think was someone was saying it might be what do you guys call them? They don't kill them, but they're beanbags.
Okay.
Is that a beanbag? That
loud?
Oh, it's bad. It happened twice. The first time it happened, I thought they had shot him. And I said, okay, they shot him. And they kept saying, are you injured, Megan? And I was the officer. Are you injured? Are you injured? And he says, oh, I'm injured, blah, blah, blah. It was horrible. And then she said, okay. And then he stopped talking for about 20-something minutes. And that's when SWAT came. I knew they were coming. Because everybody's calling. We're all calling, saying, get SWAT here. This is ridiculous. We're, like, getting scared. He said he's going to blow up the place. I thought he said something about missiles because he's the Air Force. He said a lot of things. I can't even go. I was up all night with this. And then and as soon as I heard the second, I was just starting to doze off and I heard that big bang and I jumped and he came flying down those stairs like nothing. I was like, okay, we're good now. As soon as I saw him down the stairs, I knew we're okay.
Okay. So when he first started at 7:30, 7:45, what was he yelling? Could you tell?
No, it was just loud yelling until I heard him. I came to the window mm-hmm. and that's when I heard him yell. Something about a woman, he called her a bitch, and he said the same thing he said to you guys all night. Why don't you come up here and find out? It's like he's trying to get her to go up there.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh no, this is a domestic. I'm not dealing with this crap.
Okay. But you never saw who he was talking to?
No, and neither did my daughter.
Okay.
She came out here, and we both assumed it was his girlfriend, but we can't assume that because who knows, it could be a family member for all we know.
Right, okay.
Who knows? But he was very angry
mm-hmm.
and running all over the place, changing his clothes like his underwear, because socks and underwear every day. I never seen a man change his clothes so much. And I was like, stop. I mean, he just wouldn't stop.
Okay.
And it was sad because he had all of us up and scared in this whole neighborhood.
Right.
He threw a lot of stuff off that balcony. Yeah.
So
rooms,
when
phones, I saw everything.
Okay. So prior to police being here, you heard him arguing, but you didn't know who he was arguing with.
No, but he did say bitch.
Okay.
So to me, but
so
then again, he called you guys bitches too.
Okay.
So I really don't know who it was.
Okay. So you never saw the other party.
Never saw the other party because I didn't. Oh, another thing, not funny, but it's kind of interesting. When all of a sudden the police were going, we're like, I called my wife and I said, you guys better not have left. And she's all, nope. They're there, just relax. So I gotta take my dogs out. They're big dogs and they're gonna go to the bathroom in the house. I can't let them. Okay, well, be careful. So I go out. He comes out on the balcony. He watches me and Ashley. Doesn't say a word to us. Because
mm-hmm.
I think he knows he's seen me and I'm very friendly. I'm not a confrontation person.
Okay.
Husband's a little different. He's huge and he looks confrontational. I don't know what it is, but maybe that's it. But he watched us take the dog out, bring him back in, bring another one out. And he stood there the whole time and never said one word to us. But then another neighbor went out there, got in his car. He's like, you want somebody? He starts fighting with him. I'm like, oh no.
Do you know where that neighbor is?
I don't know. It was a white car though. I can just tell it's one of them. They moved the car though.
Okay.
He said something to him and he's like, you were, get up here and sit, you know, start shooting his mouth off. And that's when I said, okay, no. We don't go outside again. We stay inside until unless the police tell us to leave. Okay. I'm not moving.
Alright.
And then my husband came about 1 a.m.
Oh, so your husband wasn't here until much later.
No, he came late into it, and okay. I was like, don't come. But he wants to come home. He had to go to work. He had to leave another hour and a half later to go to work. He was like, getting no sleep. He said there was a guy sniper sitting over here with something over him right here. And Mark walked right into him, and he said he did the, oh my God. He's all, you know, like, go, go, go. But I'm like, don't walk out there again. He walked by again, and he warned him, so he knew that he was going by. But, came here, so. I mean, it was just, it was a nightmare. I mean, the guy just come out and just relax. He caused so much havoc.
Okay. When the police were here and you heard him yelling.
You guys were awesome.
I
wanted to yell so bad.
You heard some of what he was yelling with the police officer. What was he yelling at?
Oh, gosh. You name it. You guys are faggots. Called the women bitches. Up here, I heard him say, I'll kill you. I heard him say, oh God, he's so cunted. I'll kill you. Come on up here, you. I kept calling guys fags. I don't know where he cut that from. I'm like, fags, please. And then he just kept calling you guys names.
Okay.
He kept trying to get you upstairs, which really scared me because I'm thinking, is he going to blow something up?
Right.
Because that's where I was like, I'm keeping an eye because...
And you said he said something about blowing the place up, or...
He said, okay, it should be in the tape,
mm-hmm.
or it might have been right before the tape, but he did say something about, I've got this whole... He's ripping the whole thing apart. He said, I've got this whole top floor, and I'll do something about it. I'll take it down, and blah, blah, blah. He said, I'm a missile for the Air Force and the missiles, and I know how to blow the shit up, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's why you guys aren't going up there. I said, you guys know more than we do. There's something in that. But I heard SWAT say, hey, turn off the gas. I said, yeah, the gas on. So that scared me.
Right.
I was like, oh, boy.
Okay.
You guys, I mean, it took a long time. I was like, why are you guys waiting so long? Mm-hmm. But I understand why now. You guys were very professional. And I think what you did, it was a long, drawn-out process, but no one got hurt.
Right.
And that's what the whole outcome was supposed to be, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So I appreciate that.
Good question. Any video?
Yes.
Yeah. Over 8 hours.
You know what? Can you go to my car? My bag is behind the passenger seat in the front little flap on the side. There's a bunch of flash drives. If you can bring me one of the flash drives.
I'll bring you mine up close.
Oh, okay.
Park right here.
Oh, yeah. We got video.
Yeah, video.
We had it set up right here on a tripod the whole time.
It's about 8 hours long, so it's going to be long.
Okay, I got like a 32 and a 64.
All right, perfect. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I was email to you too. My daughter's really computer savvy.
That's somebody is.
Yeah, I'm not.
Me either. Okay, so. Have you ever had contact with him in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you know his name?
Nope.
Not until last night.
I didn't even know where he lived.
Okay. But you knew he lived in the apartment complex.
What I thought, and this is kind of sad, but I thought he lived in the one. Over one.
Oh, okay.
And my husband's all, no, Lord, he lives in that one right there. And I'm like, okay, I feel stupid. I didn't know where he lived. I know about him because he smokes outside.
Okay.
We don't smoke, but when you walk out to your car every day and you see someone smoking, you kind of notice that there's a few people there that smoke. He needs one of them.
Okay. So.
Never had any kind of conversation with him, no relationship with him.
The most would be in passing, just hi, hello.
He says hi to me. He always nods or says he's very respectful to me.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my daughter and my husband, I guess he was rude to them. He wasn't very friendly or never really said much to either one of them.
Okay.
Because I park my car a lot on that side, so I think he seen me park on that side a lot on his side.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I've never had any problems with him.
So you're not familiar with anything?
I've never heard anything. I never heard him make a peep before that.
Okay.
So I can't say, because I haven't been here that long. But boy, we were in the limelight to see what happened, let me tell you. Because we had perfect, yeah.
When did you move in here?
End of June, beginning of July. So I haven't been here long. And I'm only home because of my surgery. Otherwise, you wouldn't even see me right now. I'd be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
All right.
I work in Santa Barbara High.
So... The video. Her daughter has the.
She
the
has video. It. She's moving it right now because it's so large that it's on her phone.
So she's moving it to her phone.
And there's two of them because when something got shot, I don't know how it happened, but the camera ended up falling over and we all went, go fix it. So she ran out here and fixed it. So there's two.
And she's inside right now?
She is.
Okay. Can I sit with her just so I can send them over to
her
at the same time?
Let me tell her. Well, we have two really big dogs that are very loud.
It's okay if they bite you.
I'm a dog person. I'm good.
Okay, let me talk to her.
Ashley, thank you.
Can you? She can bring it out here. Ashley, bring that laptop out. You want to talk about it?
It's not working.
Why not?
They're in charge of media.
Let's bring it out.
Media.
Come on, bring it out.
This is your RP you tried to talk
about.
Because
the dogs are too loud, sorry.
Okay. What kind of dogs?
Two boxers. They're not used to being here. It's just a temporary thing for us right now. We're moving to the whole house. Yeah. And they are just miserable here. And they haven't been out yet or anything, so they don't understand.
What's happening?
They're barking at that. I was like, oh my God. You hear them on the tape, unfortunately. You hear all of us going, ah!
Come on, bring it. Let's go. We just have all day. We've been up all night. Let's go.
Before
come on.
I put up something to block them, but they're still barking at you guys. So.
No worries.
Okay, come on. I'm gonna get you.
Oh, that's a nice laptop.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Actually, it would
be quiet.
On screen that an iPhone
yeah, she's spoiled.
Yeah.
Very. Here, Ashley, here's a chair. You want a chair? You guys want a chair?
We can
set her up on a chair.
Okay, you don't want one?
No.
Okay.
That way you don't drop your laptop.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, bro.
I don't think anybody's upstairs. She moved yesterday, but I could be wrong. Did her move it?
The Wi-Fi box is
not. I'm sorry, what? So these dogs are driving me crazy. Guys, really? Come on. Work with me here. Work with me.
Yeah, because it says that we're not connected to the internet.
Did you put it in the cloud or is it on your phone?
It's in my phone.
Okay, then you're not going to need the Wi-Fi.
We'll just transfer it onto here.
Quiet, Finn.
Because I can't send it off of here, it's too long. It'll make me cut it.
How big is the cloud?
If you open your phone as a media, instead of when you plug it in, if you actually open it as media, it'll open it as like a flash drive or something like that, as a hard drive.
What do you mean?
So, the way we do it in the office is, so open up your iTunes.
On here?
Sure. You don't have iTunes? Okay, then open up that little folder right there. Yeah.
Oh.
And then you should see your phone in there somewhere. It needs to ask you first, do you trust the phone?
But if it's always plugged in there, it'll trust it on.
Hold on.
Try this PC. Just use that drop down. And then, there it is, yep.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then you just gotta figure out which folder the video is in.
Probably in your most
right
recent
here.
One.
Yeah. Right here for you guys.
You know how to do this. How old are you?
16.
Yeah.
How
big is the file?
It's one of them is about 5 hours long, the other one's about 3. Okay.
Yeah, I just need to click right, or see the size to make sure I got the right thumb drive for it.
Okay, I'm just trying to look. Okay, this is going backwards, so it has some here, and then it has
so you can sort this by...
Yes, please.
Sure. Okay, Laura, so...
Oh, wait.
You haven't had any other, like... dealings with him where you've actually talked to him enough to know him on any type of personal level or anything.
Don't know
anything. Transfer the whole file.
Know if he has any past history of like military or any other than what you heard.
What I heard.
Okay, there's a couple ways to do it.
Nothing. I heard nothing except what I heard.
Okay.
Onto the desktop. Okay. Anywhere, click right here.
All right. I just need to get some personal.